I personally believe that distance helps to minimize or eliminate problems associated with broker or agent pressure to sign on the spot, as well as emotional attachment to a property. Distance forces one to do the numbers first. And remember that the terms of the sales contract always include a clause enabling the buyer to terminate the deal. The termination can be related to inspections, lending arrangements, and/or just a general opt-out clause in exchange for some nominal fee to the seller, like $50 on a $150,000 property. Additionally, my model permitted me to turn down a property when dealing with real estate agents or brokers, thus avoiding the hard sell exploitation that's common to new investors. I used two methods to determine cash flow. One was a proprietary spreadsheet I created that includes all anticipated expenses. The other was an off-the-shelf product, which I used to confirm and validate assumptions. Basically, I employed this as an objective expert view and review of my personal analysis, sort of like a system of checks and balances. For the first property I purchased, I evaluated 7 lenders, including online mortgage brokers. Closing costs were a factor of the lending relationship. Again, my model included a checklist in order to compare basic rates and closing costs, as well as loan structure. 5 of the properties I purchased had all expenses paid by the seller for repairs needed prior to changing owners, based on negotiation of the sales contract. 2 of the properties were purchased as is and needed approximately $3,000 per duplex in repairs. I paid for them, but since they were included in the mortgage amount, no out-of-pocket expenses were required at the closing. Best of all, the model allowed me to make a decision on a property within minutes. This was very important to me because I wanted to be as aggressive as possible and acquire lucrative properties quickly and efficiently. An initial phone call was all that was required to ask important questions. I could evaluate as many as 15 to 20 properties in a single day, anywhere in the world, without having to leave home. This became particularly important when I came across a new hidden gem. I've made offers in less than 30 minutes after a property has been listed. In 2 of those cases, I now own the properties and the cash flow is positive for both. I used a checklist template that helped me to quickly select and fill out answers during my initial phone conversation. The list included size, layout, study, separate laundry room, attached, detached garage, number of full and partial bathrooms, family room, living room, separate dining room, style of kitchen, separate foyer, roof age, in years, foundation, construction, frame, brick, air conditioning and type, heating and type, utility, and whether there was a fireplace. Proximity to schools and shopping, access to public transportation, distance from major roadways, and whether the property was adjacent to a vacant lot were listed as well. The last sale date, although some states limit the information about previous sales. Prior purchase price, previous appraisal price, number of units per property, average occupancy, whether the property was fully rented currently, the rent rolls, and the anniversary for lease renewals completed the inventory. It may sound like a lot, but I could get through this list in combination with information from the MLS, meaning the Multiple Listing Service, and public records in the county tax office via the internet in under 15 minutes. I also put together a checklist of activities that needed to be performed, and their order if appropriate. This outlined who did what, which helped to ensure that I had a consistent purchase methodology and that nothing got lost in the shuffle. Doing so saved my bacon numerous times on deals in which I worked directly with the seller, as well as deals involving agents and brokers. In my experience, I found the deals involving agents and brokers are the most prone to forgotten steps, since the buyer normally expects the agent to be on top of this stuff. I found this to be an incorrect assumption, which is why my model included the steps in a checklist format that made it easy to identify what was done and what was left to do. As a result, the closing became almost a non-event. It was also an effective tool for negotiations because some agents were greener than they appeared. As a buyer, I could propose items during the negotiation that worked to my advantage, but actually translated into a smaller commission for the agents involved. Finally, the model contains some standard assessments a lender would do to qualify a buyer for a loan, as well as typical things like cash-on-cash return, annual depreciation, etc.